So in the United States specifically, we have this very strong assumption that memorials promote healing and reconciliation. But from a social science standpoint, we actually have little to no evidence of this.
Ashley Reichelman is with the Center for Peace Studies and Violence Prevention at Virginia Tech.
The interesting component that I have found in my research is the idea that the wide majority of people almost have no interaction with the statue throughout their lifetime. It's not as if it's something that they drive by and revere.
She talked with people in three different Virginia towns about the Confederate soldier statue, found at government offices and public property in cities and towns all over the South.
And it was only ever tourists that even acknowledged, went up and read them, right, to try to take some value from them or to understand their meaning.
For the study, Reichelman spent many hours observing people and the statues in the different towns.
And it was only ever tourists that even acknowledged, went up and read them, right, to try to take some value from them or to understand their meaning.
She says to most people, the statues in their towns were part of the landscape, ingrained, unchanging, and so barely seen. But Reichelman points out that by definition, all statues are political.
No matter where you stand in this debate, you must acknowledge that statue is a symbol. So the reality is then when something is a symbol, we have to understand that that means it can be interpreted in multiple ways. In the context of where we are existing now, there are social ways, there are political ways, there are human rights ways to interpret it. And these often overlap.
To conduct her research project, she placed ads in local newspapers and in libraries, inviting people to talk about these issues. At first, there was some concern that Reichelman, a white woman from the North, was asking these questions about the monuments. Was she coming from a particular point of view?
But my role as a researcher is not to teach someone, but it was to be taught by them. So in context, what I wanted to know is I wanted them to teach me what they knew and how they came to know it.
One of her respondents said he sees Confederate soldier statues as a memorial to principle. Another sees it as an effort to make a hero out of someone, a statement of division, boldly built in physical form. But the wide majority of respondents were most concerned that without the statues, young generations would not be fully educated about the Civil War.
And this becomes important because a lot of respondents and a lot of the discussion about the idea that taking down the statues is erasing history, it seems like a lot of people are believing that individuals are actually learning from these statues.
The very opposite of what Reichelman found in her research. Reichelman completed her study before the full force of the Black Lives Matter movement dominated the news, but she says the antecedents began showing up in the literature in the past several years.
If we don't follow the mechanisms and keep track of the processes, then similar to just putting up memorials and taking them down, we don't fundamentally know what caused the change. So some of the goals are trying to understand and more deeply be able to contribute to the precise causes and effects about how our society is changing.
Reichelman's study on Confederate monuments in communities will be published in the near future. It's titled Chiseled in Stone, Local Meanings of Confederate Statues in Virginia. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.